This podcast is part of the BombPod Media Network.
Welcome, you guys, to another Bomb.com episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host, Chantel, and I have the delicious, so cute Miss Marie Rose sitting right in front of me.
Hello, everybody.
Say hi to our friends.
Hi to our friends.
Hi to our friends. Okay, you guys, so right up front, before we talk about anything, I just want to say, Marie and I are in Houston, and I know you know this because you've been listening to the episodes. We are sitting just a mere few feet away from the refrigerator in my room, in my hotel room. There's going to be a lot of extra noise. Nothing we can do about that. But I got to say, noise aside, it is the most comfortable I've ever been when we've been recording like this like table that we're sitting at. It's like the perfect height and everything.
Yes, it is.
On top of that, we just finished work an hour ago, a little over an hour ago.
Yeah.
And we pulled a 15-hour day.
Well,
we got to work at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah. And it's been 80-hour weeks for the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
So we be tired. We be tired, girls.
We're very tired, girls. And I'm so excited to record this episode because I don't even know what's coming. Sweet baby Jesus.
We'll surprise the both of us.
Yes, we will. Either we're going to get through this or we're not. I don't know what's about to happen.
I have faith. We can do this.
Yes. So we may not edit at all. We might just go hard.
And just be punchy and go.
And post as is.
Live from Houston,
yo. So before we jump into what we're going to talk about tonight,
being in Houston,
I can't even see my eyes. We
have to recognize the fact that the Houston Astros are in the World Series,
as are the Dodgers. Congratulations to both of them. And
this town is going crazy and we get to watch it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. And for the next 3 months, this town is our town. It is so glamorous. Do you know where that's from? It's the Go-Go's. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. I didn't just make that up. You know, remember that song?
It's so glamorous. I thought that was Fergie.
No, is our town. Oh. It is so glamorous.
Okay.
I'm very tired.
I believe you. I love the Go-Go's.
Yes. So congrats, Astros, Dodgers, my Cubbies, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You did the damn thing, but... Yep.
Sorry, Orioles.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Proud of all of you. It was a really good baseball season. So, yeah, it's going to be on in Houston. We're going to have to hit some of these... Hit nothing. We don't have time off.
We can hit some of these sports bars around here, but what good is it?
No.
I mean, we're going to be working.
What we're going to hit
time.
Is a pillow. <I'm> so tired. So, as I usually do, I just want to give a quick shout out to all the podcasts and podcasters that are doing it big. You guys do incredible work, and I couldn't love you more. I love a good podcast. I really do. And I'm so behind. I have a laundry list of podcasts I listen to now, and I'm like 3 weeks behind.
Well, it's not like you haven't been doing anything.
I know. Only been working 100 hours a day.
Yeah, it's not like you've been sitting on your hands or anything.
So, only... I'm so excited to listen to this episode when it's done. It's going to be a thing of magic. So, as much as we've been working, Marie is dying laughing in front of me right now. So we have these like daily conference calls with our entire team. And today we got chewed the F out. Like we got reamed and we all sat in this conference room, our Houston team, which there's five of us.
five, right?
Yeah, five of us that are here for 3 months together, all of us from Florida. Some of our team is in, the rest of our team is in Virginia. Some of the rest of our team is in Florida. And so we all conference call together every day at 1. So now you guys, if you're ever wondering what we're doing at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, now you know. We're on a conference call. And we got our butts chewed today.
Yep.
Unwarranted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to middle finger the man with a good episode. Yeah, it was a day. It was a day. Yes. So that's what we were told, is that, you know, it was suggested we've been sitting on our hands.
Yes.
It wasn't good.
No.
I've not ever seen so much eye rolling and heavy breathing in one room at the same time.
And tongue biting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yep.
So then, make sure that you guys are checking out the show on iTunes. Make sure you leave us a review. I know that I say this every week, but it's so important. We need those reviews, right, Marie?
Yes, we do.
We do. We want the show to keep growing. We need new friends. The ones we have don't like us. Obviously. So, yeah, you guys, make sure that any podcast you listen to, please leave them a review and subscribe to their show and follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And you know how to find us, and we're not going to bore you with all that. What we are about to do is get down with some Houston haunts.
Houston. Houston. I think that's how you said it, right? Houston.
Yeah.
We're like trying to get a local to teach us the correct way to say Houston.
Is Houston not the correct pronunciation?
Not according to one of our local staff members.
Who? You can give me initials.
Keith.
Oh.
He's at Houston. Houston.
Houston.
Houston.
How's that different from Houston? I don't hear it.
Houston versus Houston. Like New Orleans or Nolens.
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 If that's offensive to anyone in New Orleans, we're sorry.
We're tired. Yeah, I am sure we're
butchering everything right now.
Yep. So, anyways, apparently Houston is very haunted.
It is.
So we have stepped into Ghost Town Central.
Ghost Town, USA.
Mm-hmm. I did not realize Houston had this many haunts in history.
It does. It really does. And I hope that one day, in the next 3 months, we'll have time off so we can go see some of these places.
Yes.
And be afraid. Because, you know, some of these places sound a little... I mean, a lot of these places are on ghost tours. And some have been featured on ghost hunting shows. Paranormal investigation shows. I don't like saying ghost hunting. Hunting ghosts. I don't like it.
Yeah, because it's not like you're going to hunt down a ghost and kill him.
Right.
He's already dead. So it's not ghost hunting.
Oh, you just give me that look like Avi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. It sounds mean. We're going ghost hunting.
Like we're going to go kill a ghost.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds mean. I don't care for it. I know I say it too. I don't mean to. It just comes out that way. Sorry, ghosts.
I just have an image of us in like little Ghostbuster outfits and going out.
Oh, that's what we should be for Halloween. It's Ghostbusters. We'll be here.
Two of the three.
Oh, yeah. Are there four? No. There's three.
There's three.
And then there was Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah.
Who came in at the end to save the day. Or he thought he saved the day.
Bless his heart.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Now, see, if you wanted to watch Ghostbusters on Halloween.
I love Ghostbusters.
I'd be all in.
Let's do that.
Instead of your scary, scary stuff that will give me nightmares.
What if we watch Halloween and chase it with Ghostbusters? I almost said Ghost Brothers. Tells you where my mind is all the time.
Well, let's see if we can even get off for Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween falls on a Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll be working.
We'll be working.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what happens when you got to pay bills.
I know, right?
When you're a responsible adult, you got to pay them bills.
So yes. Tell me about one of these Houston haunts.
Well, first I want to tell you how much I want to watch Ghostbusters. Because I do. Did I say Brothers or Busters? I want to watch them both. But We should set up a time so we can watch some Ghostbusters.
Yes, we should.
You're looking at me funny, and I'm like, am I saying it wrong? No. That might be the look you're just going to give me all night because we're so tired.
Exactly. This is my tired look.
It is a tired
look. Okay, so tell me a story.
Okay, so there is a place here in Houston called the Spaghetti Warehouse. Literally spaghetti.
Do they make spaghetti?
I don't know. If they do, that place is bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to learn how to make spaghetti.
I'm sure we can get some Italian grandma to show us.
I bet we could. And they like get down by hand. They don't use like the
right
KitchenAid thing. What is it? The attachment. There you go. As I'm like cranking my hand in the air.
Like, she is. She's cranking her hand like, yeah, like she's recording an old time movie or something. I don't know. So, okay. The Spaghetti Warehouse. Okay. They store spaghetti in this building.
It is also a restaurant.
Italian?
Yeah.
How'd I guess?
Well, not Chinese. It's not a Chinese place. So here's the skinny. So the Spaghetti Warehouse, like the actual building, was built in the early 1900s. So you know it's got some history. Early 1900s.
Yeah, just a little.
Then it was bought by Spaghetti Warehouse in 1974 as a second location because I guess they have like an original that's in Dallas. So this is like a chain now, maybe in Texas. I don't know. So then the restaurant was filled with millions of dollars in antiques. Millions of dollars. Why? I don't know. Which included a staircase from a European castle. How freaking cool. A
staircase?
A staircase. Seriously. So like maybe...
How do you get a staircase from Europe to Houston, Texas?
On a ship?
Okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
On a train?
An alien train?
Oh, God.
That's another story.
It is another story. Oh, we're going to have so much to tell you guys. It is just comedic relief here.
Oh, we crack each other up. Thank goodness we have each other on this adventure.
Thank God. See, you manifested me here.
I did.
Remember you said.
I did. I said, I'm not going to Houston without you.
And the universe was like, ding.
Yep.
Your wish is my command.
Yep, I got here, and a week later, Chantel got the phone call saying, pack up, you're going to Houston.
No, it wasn't even a week. It was 2 days.
There you go.
It was 2 days.
Pack up your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, so-and-so wants to know how soon you can be here. Can you be here sooner? I was like, yeah. That is legit how it went down.
And
then I was on a plane.
And for those of you who remember Lily,
mm-hmm,
she's
mm-hmm
joining us next week.
The fun we will have.
Yes.
I am twirling my pretend mustache.
Yeah, she's like from Pink Panther or something.
I love the Pink Panther.
Okay, tell me about the Spaghetti Warehouse.
I don't want to. Okay, so stop laughing.
Antiques.
I'm trying to be serious.
Antiques.
Excuse me, pardon me.
European yes staircase.
Yeah, for real. Like, yes. I wonder if it's not like, you know, just tucked away somewhere, but they're like actually using it to get up to the second story because they have two floors. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
put it
possible
to good use. Put it to good use. Anyway, so the hauntings begin. Yeah. The hauntings begin.
With the staircase?
Well, I'm assuming with all these antiques, like they've got like millions of dollars worth. So, you know, there's all kinds of energy attached to that stuff.
Yes.
There's got to be. So, back in the day, this place, the warehouse, the building, whatever, it was a pharmacy. The pharmacist who worked there accidentally fell down the elevator shaft and unfortunately expired. Oddly enough, it's not the pharmacist who haunts the building, but his heartbroken wife who died exactly a year later, quote unquote, of a broken heart. Right?
Aww.
I know. That's sad.
A year is a long time to live with a broken heart.
It is. It is a long time.
That's so sad.
An hour is a long time.
Yes, it is.
There's like, but I can hear all kinds of noise. Do you hear all that?
Yeah, it's just hotel noises, doors slamming, things like that.
Yeah, a year is, it's a very long time. So I feel like if Sean died or if you died, I would jump down that shaft right after you guys. You're not leaving me in the physical world. Where you go, I go. Avi.
Avi. I manifested you to Houston, didn't I?
I know. You'll manifest me to another dimension.
And then Lily.
Yes. I don't think she'll be that easy to come with us. She's smarter.
Yeah, she is.
She's the brains of this operation.
Or the voice of reason, anyway.
Yes. Yes, she is. I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in like 2 months. Maybe longer. I think it's been longer.
Yeah, we've been on different schedules.
We have. It's crazy. Anyway, so plenty of people have claimed to experience ghosts in this warehouse. And I mean, even so far as like having photos with the orbs and whatever, which I know a lot of people have this from different places, whatever. It's very cool, though.
It is cool.
Orb or not. Like, if you believe it and it makes you happy, whatever. You got orbs in your photos. Good for you. So the hauntings take place mostly, where do you think? On the second floor, where a lot of the antiques are.
Okay.
Because it houses an original City of Houston trolley car and an urn cabinet. First, the trolley car, very cool.
And
like an original.
They got a trolley car up on the second floor?
I guess so.
So the trolley car is probably haunted?
Well, I feel like all that stuff is haunted. How they have a trolley car on the second story is beyond me.
Well, they pushed it up the European staircase.
Clearly, European staircases are different from American staircases.
Well, it came from a castle.
Oh, yeah, duh. It's got pulleys and whatnot.
Obvi.
It's got an electric track.
Okay, so tell me about this urn case.
Okay, so second story, original Houston like, trolley car and an urn cabinet. Do you know what an urn cabinet is?
Is that where they keep, what is it when you get cremated?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had a whole cabinet full of cremated people?
Yes, and apparently, and I don't remember if it's this one, but they had them in like orphanages because they couldn't afford like, you know, funerals and whatever for all the children that would pass away, which why are a bunch of children passing away? But this is like back in the day, illnesses and all kinds of stuff they couldn't cure. So they would have the remains in an urn in a cabinet of the kids, right?
Okay, that's not creepy.
Right? I know. And what's super creepy to me is little kid ghosts. They're just creepy.
They scare you?
A little bit. I'm like,
It makes me sad.
I don't care for that.
Because that means a little kid didn't live its...
Yes, very true.
Makes me sad.
Makes me sad for anyone. Although, you know, it's supposed to be super amazing on the other side. So are they the ones missing out or is it us?
Well, if they're stuck here, then they're missing out because they're stuck here.
You mean as a ghost?
Yes, as opposed to being on the other side.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, it sucks either way. Nobody wants a kid to,
right,
to cross over, but
right,
when they've crossed over and not fully crossed over, that super sucks.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. So the second floor, all these antiques, open for like special occasions, not just for regular dining or whatever. The rest of the time, the lights stay off, though it's still open to curious diners downstairs. So I don't know if you can just walk up and tour it or whatever, but anyway, lots of antiques, dark most of the time, lots of creep factor. Don't you think?
Very much.
Mm-hmm. So then, there is a waitress at the Spaghetti Warehouse, and it's not the Spaghetti Warehouse, it's Spaghetti Warehouse. Sorry, Houston. I have a problem. I'm tired. So Patty, this waitress, in case I didn't say that, has a lot of trouble with her shoelaces when she works upstairs. Mm-hmm.
They don't like tie her shoelaces together, do they? That would
that'd be horrible.
Yeah, it would.
Whether she had a tray or not. No, she says they're always coming untied, even when she double and triple knots them. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I know. So while waitressing a private party, a coworker called Patty's attention to her shoelace, which was stretched out straight and floating parallel to the ground. Like, what? What? That's crazy. So then Patty, being funny, is like, oh, I hope I don't step on anyone. And as soon as she said that, the shoelace fell. like fell to the ground. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Some people say voices of children are often heard upstairs near the urn cabinet, a kind of furniture often used in orphanages that didn't have the space to bury their dead charges. Mm. Poor kids, I know. Another employee of Spaghetti Warehouse says she believes the spirits of the dead get associated with objects, which is why a building like the warehouse, filled with antiques, becomes so haunted, which we know that. Everything has energy.
Yes.
And then if you have, you know, furniture from someone else or get it at an estate sale or whatever, you're bringing home that person's energy and whoever else was around it. And
bed bugs.
Oh, God. How did we not tell that story?
Do not bring home used furniture.
Do you want to tell our friends what happened?
We can.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying Marie Rose is spotted. She has polka dots.
Like a leopard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've been here 3 weeks, going into week four, right?
I think so. Going into week four. I've lost track of time.
Okay. So it's been a minute and we've been here, and my first week here, I moved rooms within like 2 days. Marie moved rooms within a few days of being here. Mm-hmm. And then found out we were leaving one night for dinner, and she comes down to the lobby and she's like, oh my God, I'm so itchy. There must be something in the building. Because another one of our coworkers has been really itchy.
Yeah, the office space that we are moving into has been vacant for a couple of years. Yeah. And of course, we're the first inhabitants of this of this building. And of course, a lot of dust is being kicked up as we're setting things up. And I just assumed that all the dust from this building, I was just having an allergic reaction. Just a lot of dust.
Mm-hmm. But that was not the case.
No. But I kept getting rashes, or so I thought they were rashes. Long story short, I learned a very hard lesson about bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So needless to say, our team has vacated said hotel, and we are now reporting from the new hotel.
We just moved in yesterday.
So don't bring used furniture home. Don't bring used mattresses home, because you don't know what kind of critters or energy it may have.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that you get, like the stuff you bring home, the furniture and whatever, like you can easily leave that outside in the sun and let it get, you know, cleared and charged up or whatever. And you can also sage it. And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Bed bugs, no. Mm-mm. Ain't no amount of sunshine killing that crap.
Yeah, just don't.
Mm-hmm. Marie's old room where the bed bugs were found is still vacant because they're still treating it. And that was over a week ago that you moved out of that room, right?
I lost count of days. I have no idea.
I think it was over a week ago. So yeah, the room is still empty. It's not even funny. So now we're all super paranoid and we check all the time. A few nights ago, I was so itchy and Marie goes, text me as soon as you get to your room and check for bugs. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. I was so scared to find some bed bugs, but I checked like a big girl.
Good for you.
No bed bugs.
Good.
So I don't know why I was itching. Is there another kind of bug that does?
It might have been psychosomatic.
It could have been.
Sympathy itches.
Mm-hmm. It's because I love you.
Aww.
Sympathy itches. Sympathy bitches.
Okay, so urns and children ghosts. Mm-hmm. And
so yeah, there's, you know, another longtime employee that's saying, you know, the spirits could be attached to these items, and which we, you know, we full on believe in that stuff. She does say that she doesn't work. She doesn't come in early in the mornings anymore, and she doesn't stay late, especially not by herself. And she said that. So she called the cops one day after arriving to open the restaurant on an early Saturday morning. She heard voices in the kitchen cutting up and cooler door slamming. So she left the building and called the cops like a very wise person. I mean, I would have done the same. Don't go investigate. That's crazy talk. So the cops come. They bring a canine with them, a German Shepherd. And the cops and the dog search and search and don't find anyone. And right there, she was like, nope, I'm done. I'm not working early in the morning or late at night by myself.
I'm having visions of like the haunted house at Disney World,
mm-hmm.
where the ghosts run around and...
Oh, the haunted mansion?
Yes, haunted mansion. And they're wreaking havoc.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And laughing and throwing things around, having a food fight, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not for me. Not for me. Okay. So, yeah. Ghosts and stuff moving and shoelaces and whatever. That is Spaghetti Warehouse. So we may have to check it out.
So if we go to Spaghetti Warehouse and we have to wear flip-flops.
I don't know if they mess with everybody's shoelaces.
I'm not taking any chances.
I'm with you. I will not be wearing my Pumas that night.
And put on your flip-flops.
Yes. Sage up, crystal up, shoes with no laces. Better to be safe than sorry.
We're going to the Spaghetti Warehouse.
And... And we'll take some pictures. We'll post it on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether we get any activity or not. So you guys can see where we went.
This is where
Spaghetti Warehouse.
This is where we need the mm-hmm. REM pod.
Oh, we do need the REM pod.
Yeah.
Come on, Destination America, hire us so you can give us a REM pod. Hire us to do what? I don't know.
Daylen, can we borrow yours?
I know. Can we just carry the bags of the Ghost Brothers?
Please.
Right? How fun. I'll just drive them around. I'll be the chauffeur for our REM pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Next up is Demon Road and Martha Chapel Cemetery.
Did you say demon?
I sure did. D-E-M-O-N. Demon.
That is not a road I'd go down.
No. So the road is not actually called Demon Road. That's what people call it here.
Oh, okay. It's not the official name.
No, but it almost scares me more that it's a nickname because then some serious junk has gone down. So it is actually called Bowden Road. And I think I'm saying that right. And Marie's unplugging the phone. There's an actual phone here to unplug.
I'm afraid it'll ring during our podcast.
Oh my gosh. I have a story about that happening. I do. It's one of these stories.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
True story.
All right.
Okay. So it's actually called Bowden Road, perhaps better known as Demon's Road. It has a steady flow of reports regarding the experiences travelers claim to have while driving down the old road. Already, no. People that wander off down Demon's Road tell tales of disturbing encounters and an eerie feeling that sweeps over anyone who dares disrupt the spirits said to be lingering down Demon's Road. I like that pause for emphasis. Demon's Road. The old road leads to an old cemetery known as Martha's Chapel Cemetery. Now listen, it's bad enough they call this road Demon's Road, but then it goes to a cemetery.
Well, it had to earn its name somehow.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it could have just been a road with some paranormal activity. Well, I don't care for it either way. I don't like it. So... the locals warn curious people who desire to brave the path or visit the graveyard not to provoke the spirits. I feel like that's a warning you don't need to give. However, obviously, some people need to hear it because they're poking the bear. Why? You have no words.
I have no idea.
She has no words.
Why? I mean, you would want to go to the cemetery to, like, visit your loved ones who are buried there.
Right.
So you got to travel down the road.
I know, and I didn't see anything that said there was another way to get there, but I mean, I didn't, like, hardcore look, but maybe via drone? I don't know. Like, I would avoid that road at all costs.
Well, I guess you just don't go at night. You go in the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun's up. And
bright, bright sun.
Bright, bright sun. Mm-hmm. Not even a cloudy day.
No, I was just going to say that. No clouds.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. All right, so what kind of demons?
The nice kind. Okay.
Well, these demons give you daisies.
Little bouquet. So many of those warnings are spoken by those who claim that a spirit followed them home after being in the area. In May of 2010, A woman reported the encounter her husband and their friends had while at the cemetery. She claimed they saw a man wandering through the cemetery one evening, but did not pay much attention to the wanderer. A few days later, as the woman was getting into the shower, she turned around to close a shower curtain, and much to her surprise, there in her bedroom stood the same man they had seen wandering through the cemetery.
All right, insert scream here.
Listen, my heart rate picked up just a little bit when I read that. I mean, no.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, I'd be screaming mm-hmm. my head off.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I see stuff all the time. That would creep me out, too. I'm like, wait a minute. I saw you at this place, and now you're in my place? No, sir. Mm-mm. So, you know, she doesn't say if she screamed. I want to assume she did, because that's what I would have done. Any sane person would have screamed. So the man disappeared after he scared the crap out of her, and she's not reported seeing him again.
He saw her naked and ran.
He saw right down Main Street. And was like, mm.
He got scared and took mm-hmm. off.
He's like, I've seen better. Even ghosts have standards. Maybe she was just mean.
Or he was just totally embarrassed because he's a gentleman ghost and went, ooh, I'm so sorry.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, God. So, according to one man's story, he and a buddy saw a hand protruding from a grave in the cemetery off Demon's Road. Eventually, the whole arm was said to be out from within its grave and grasping around in search of something or anything. Listen.
Okay, I'm calling BS on that.
Yeah, what amount of weed did you guys smoke? Or something stronger? Because, what?
Unless it's something like some toy you bought at the mall and you put it there to scare the next person to come by.
But like to go through all that trouble of burying it and stuff?
Well, it depends on how hard you want to work to scare somebody. It'd be a good, you know, a good laugh.
I guess so.
But
no. They're like sitting in the trees.
Right. Yeah, watch this. Yeah, I'm calling BS on that one.
Yeah. The man moved towards the grave against the persistent urging of his friend. He said he bent down to touch the hand, with his friend pulling at him desperately the whole time. His friend's pleading did not stop him from making contact with the hand, which in turn allegedly grasped his hand and began to pull him downward toward the grave.
Dumb ass.
Right. That is like running toward the whatever. Someone's chasing you and you're like, I'm going to go further into this place where I have no escape. Like, it's just stupid. I don't know. So according to him, he was able to pull free from the grave hand. He turned to his horrified pal, who asked if he was okay before noticing that there was someone standing just behind his friend. That's a little creepy.
Was he missing a hand?
It was still laying in the dirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He darted toward his friend in an effort to protect him from whoever was behind him. Just before he reached his friend, the man behind his friend lifted his head and looked up at him. According to the man, the figure that had been standing behind his friend looked exactly like his friend who had been begging him to leave. This is exhausting.
He's talking like doppelganger
type I guess. Stuff? I guess. When he turned to look at his real friend, he was not there. The man then says he bolted and headed for the vehicle. As he raced up to the car, he noticed handprints in the dust on the car. The man said that as he climbed into the safety of the car, he realized his friend was dead in the back seat. What the fresh hell? What? Dead in the back seat?
Okay.
So was he not with his friend at all? You know what I mean? Like, so when he was out there at the grave with the arm coming out, was that not his friend at all? Was that like the doppelganger?
Maybe.
And his friend was dead the whole time?
It sounds like a murder and he's trying to cover it up with a ghost story.
That is a sad story. Oh, God. Can you imagine going to the cops with that crap?
Yeah. That,
you can.
I mean, there's...
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, that guy aside, a lot of people that go there do report having large handprints left on their vehicles. So, must be a dirt road? talking about dust all over the car and stuff.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
I'm not going to find out.
I'm not either.
I'll go to the spaghetti warehouse. I'm not going to the cemetery.
It's not the spaghetti warehouse. It's spaghetti warehouse. She's going to reach across and hit me.
I am going
to... She's in no mood.
...the spaghetti warehouse, and I'm going to eat spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. So then, there's reports of the mysterious handprints. Mysterious. There's reports of mysterious red lights seen along Demon's Road.
Oh, I can totally understand that one. The red orbs.
Tail lights?
No, red orbs. Yeah, I can totally get that. Going down the street from a cemetery.
Just red, though?
I don't see why not.
Why red orbs?
I don't, it's just when I hear orb stories, a lot of the time it's red.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tell me the color of the orbs you've seen.
With my physical eyes, mm-hmm. I have seen the giant red orb that stalks me all the time.
Right.
And a blue, like an electric blue orb.
Ooh, that sounds mm-hmm. pretty.
That's the one I told you. I woke up in the night and saw it like hovering over Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I picked my head up and I was looking at it, and it like floated up his body and into the wall.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. With my physical peepers. I seen it. I'm trying to remember if I've seen any other ones.
Yeah. And remember the General Thomas Sumter story?
Oh, right, right, right. That was cemetery thing?
Yeah, that was a red orb.
Oh, right. Out. Right. I wonder what it is with the red.
I don't know.
Hmm. I guess it really depends on how it feels, you know? I always feel that way. Like, how does it feel?
How does it feel? Or
no,
how
like,
do...
how does it make you feel?
Ah, got it.
Yeah. That's what I think. Because, like, you know, the one in my room, I'm like, oh, yeah, it surprises me, but I'm not afraid. I'm more like, what the, again? Aren't we done with this? I've not seen it here, though, since I've been in Houston. However...
Well, we keep changing rooms. I think the red orb can't find you. Still back at the last hotel looking for you.
Three rooms back, because I moved rooms there too. I need to give it my coordinates so it can track me. I need to turn on my location finder on my phone.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe one day it'll talk to me and tell me. Anyway, I feel like I'm done with that story. So, you guys, Demon's Road, Martha Chapel Cemetery. Mm-hmm. So, here's a story from somebody else. This one is about the cemetery. I was out at Martha Chapel Cemetery with a paranormal investigation team a few years ago. My personal experience was when my EMF reader went off in the middle of the cemetery. Since there is no electricity in that area, it was very strange. I also heard what sounded to be a pack of howling animals, wolves, coyotes, or something like that, coming toward our group, right before we left. Other members stated that they saw shadow figures darting from gravestone to gravestone and around our cars. Okay, it's the shadow figures that are going to get me. That's creepy.
Mm, yeah, that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Darting around.
I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the howling would make me run.
Yeah, that's spooky. I mean, and honestly, it's probably surrounded by woods and stuff, and there's, you know, you're going to hear all kinds of things, but howling of the physical world or howling of another world, I don't want either one, unless it's a beagle. A beagle howling. That I'm okay with. Mm-hmm.
Like Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. 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 So these are some personal stories. Here's another one. Traveled a few hours to this location with two friends whom I should have left home. Awesome. I'm very familiar with such, and they aren't, as they ended up pissing the spirits off. The female friend was walking along the graves and all of a sudden felt hands around her neck choking her. She's probably being annoying. And they're like, shut up. Yeah. Right? That's what I would have done to her.
If you were a ghost.
If I was a real person too. If I were a girl. The male had the flashlight jerked out of his hands and something started chasing him. That's crazy.
So something took the flashlight out of his hand.
Out of his hand, and then was chasing him.
With the flashlight?
Like I hope so.
Beat him with the flashlight? I'm going to steal your flashlight and beat you with
right?
it.
Right? You're pissing me off. Mm-hmm. I could hear the footsteps and see the horror and tears in their eyes. Why didn't it affect me? Not too sure. Probably because you weren't being a jackass.
Or he saged himself up.
Mm-hmm. He's a believer. These two were not. Hmm. Well, that's what it sounded like anyway. Or they, you know, weren't super familiar with paranormal activity, but now they are. One got choked and one got almost hit with his own flashlight.
Yep. They weren't wearing the amethyst.
Mm-hmm. Or a black stone.
Right.
Or a white stone. Or any stone.
Right. Nothing protective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's another. My daughter had friends over and we decided after an afternoon of spooky stories, we would drive down Demon's Road to the cemetery just for a quick drive around because that's what you want to do is after you watch or listen to scary crap, go visit scary crap.
Sure, why not? Sounds mm-hmm. like us.
That's what I do on a Sunday morning. It was near dusk and I did not want the kids to be there alone. As we made our drive around, the girls noticed red lights following us. As we drove on, we felt something shake the car. When we arrived home, we noticed several claw-like prints on the back of the car. Don't go out there and make jokes about wanting something to happen. The end.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be freaky.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Claw
yeah,
marks?
Yeah, we're not going. Mm-mm. We're not going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not there. Uh-uh.
So, this person says, I've been there 4 times. I'm 52 and grew up in an actual haunted place in Tatum, Texas. Absolutely nothing has ever happened each time I visited the cemetery. Bowden Road, however, is a different story. While driving for a delivery service, each time I went down the road in broad daylight, I'd see men walking, and as soon as I would meet and pass them, they would vanish. I stopped once by slamming the brakes, thinking I'd see the individual. The second I blinked or lost quick sight momentarily, they'd be gone. The last time I had 3 flats by trying to catch a walker in broad daylight on Bowden Road. There I sat in a yellow D&H van with just 1 good tire and 3 flats. I searched for footprints while waiting and saw nothing. I even asked a local about seeing people walking the road, especially an older Caucasian dressed in overalls and a t-shirt, and she just laughed. Either ghosts are jacking with me or there are actual ghosts. I think either way, he's seeing ghosts, being affected by ghosts. They're getting them.
Yeah.
I would say change my route. I'm not driving down that damn road ever again.
And leave them alone.
Right. Listen, if I see people and they suddenly disappear, what do you think I'm going to do?
Scream, run, both?
All of the above and hightail it the other way. I'm not sticking around to try to find out what's going on. Solve a mystery. It ain't happening.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't have the energy.
No, no one does. No one does. So then.
Well, apparently this person did and they got rewarded with 3 flat tires.
Yes, very true. Very true. So, you guys, we have more stories for you, but for now, we are ending part 1 of the Houston Haunts because it's the month of October and we're bringing you 2 episodes a week and we want to deliver even more fun episodes of haunted locations in Houston. So you know what you got to do. You got to tune in for part 2 on Thursday because that's how we roll. So for now, you guys, don't forget. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode with stories of people that could use better judgment. And some haunted places that hopefully we'll go to, but not Demon's Road. I don't care for that.
No. And if you're from Houston.
Yeah.
Let us know and let us know what you think of some of the haunted places around here.
Yeah. And maybe even some good ones to check out because we do have more on the list that we're going to talk about. But we do at some point want to visit some of these places. So we can say, oh, yeah, we talked about it and we went.
Yeah, but not the demon place.
No, not Demon's Road.
No.
Or Martha Chapel Cemetery. Not that place either.
No, that's too scary mm-hmm. for me.
I don't like it. So you guys, don't forget, you can check out the show on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes and Stitcher, and anywhere you can find amazing podcasts. Make sure you hit up iTunes and leave us a bomb.com review and check out the Patreon page at patreon.com/TheMediaMatters. And if there are some rewards you guys want to see on there for supporting the show, make sure you let us know because we want to make sure you guys are getting everything you want from us. If you have ghost stories, any kind of paranormal story, any kind of whatever, it doesn't have to be paranormal. We talk about energy healing. We talk about all kinds of stuff. So make sure you guys let us know if you have your own story, if you have questions, if you have topic suggestions, if you just want to say hi, reach us at themedium@themediummatters.com because we super duper Starship Trooper love you. So for now, you guys, thank you so, so much for joining us. Don't forget, we're on Twitter and Facebook at Medium Matters, and you can skywrite Courier Pigeon, Smoke Signal, and find us in Houston. If there are any fellow podcasters out here in Houston and you guys want to meet up, maybe do an episode together or just hang out, let us know. We will always make time for you. Always, always. So with that, you guys, love and light to one and all. Good night, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Good night, everybody.